also joined by, or I should say, Tyler Reddick, a race winner, joined by crew chief Randall Burnett and team owner Richard Childers. So we'll take questions for them. If you have one, please raise your hand, say your name and affiliation. We have a media center full. We'll start over here with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires down. I've got two. Just talk about the how hot it was out there to be able to close the deal today, and then I'll follow up in a second.
Well, I got to admit, these guys may do too good of a job of keeping the AC units in our cars running really good. I felt great all race long here a year ago, and some of these really hot racetracks, I was just flapping out in the middle of the race and just getting real hot. But I felt great all race long. Maybe we're pulling a little bit too much horsepower out of our engines with these AC units, but they kept me in the seat all race long. I felt really, really good. I knew it was hot out there, but I got way hotter once I got out of the car and started drinking a bunch of Twisted Teas. I got a little lightheaded, and I'm doing better now. I'm inside the AC.
And also, do you have to give Wayne a cut for having his face on the beast?
I mean, it was on the car and in the garage and, you know, going through tech. I don't know if we got it back on there in time going back through LIS, but it wasn't on the track. But, you know, we'll try and keep his face on the car whenever it's in the garage.
All right, continue with questions. Okay, up front.
Greg Ingolotto week. I know you're early in your career, Tyler. Congratulations on the win. And you need more Twisted Tea now. But do you feel like Charlotte kind of owed you something, and it kind of you kind of were able to get back at it today in a way because you led the most laps and you had the car to beat?
You know, no. I've been very disrespectful to her actually the first two races I was here, going up and bouncing off the walls and doing all sorts of things I shouldn't have. But it gave me a lot to go off of coming back into this race. I'd forgotten how well I'd run here a year ago, and I remember how good we were here my first time here 2 years ago, but we just didn't have it work out at the end of the race. But this time around, I remembered all the dumb things I'd done in years prior and just told myself, all right, well, I better stay out of the wall if I want to try and have a good run today, and I think I did that. I don't know how, but we did. So, you know, hats off to the guys for giving me a car that could draft so good and allow me to be that aggressive but yet keep it off the wall. So, our Team V Chevrolet was just outstanding. We had a two-week off period, and instead of, you know, going on vacation and goofing off, they worked really, really, really hard on our race cars, and it showed from lap one in practice when we came back in here Thursday. So it's really proud of the effort of the guys back at the shop and the guys that come to the racetrack and work on this car. They did an unbelievable job in that two-week off period. They put in unreal amounts of efforts and made massive gains.
All right, Jacob.
Jacob Zimmerman, Speed Sport. I got two for you, Tyler. First, 10 top 10s already this season, two wins now. Did you come in with a chip on your shoulder feeling like you had something to prove after moving over from Junior Motorsports? Because this is as consistent as I think we've seen you since you got to this level.
Well, I mean, didn't I hear you on Wednesday night in Millbridge, right? You were announcing?
Yes.
I thought you did a great job, by the way. I loved your
Thanks,
excitement.
Tyler.
I was watching the pay-per-view. You did an outstanding job. It was
Jeremy
entertaining.
Appreciates that too.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I just honed in on what I needed to do better. I got to give credit to Dave Ellens and those guys on the 9 car. You know, they kind of let me do my own thing over the summer, and by the time we got to playoffs, we realized we were not on the right path. And Dave settled me down, kind of got me on the path I needed to be, and kind of re-honed in the way I need to approach every single race. And I think ever since then, I've done a really good job of trying to keep it within that realm and be smarter instead of just going all out every single lap. And making mistakes here and there. I've just tried to pull it back a little bit and do a little bit more working on our car, making it better, you know, bring back clean race cars to the shop so the guys can get right back to work instead of repairing them. And it paid off today for our Tame the Beast Chevrolet for sure.
To have this kind of a consistent start now going into the summer where you guys did struggle last year, how do you not get complacent and keep this run going so you keep the road to the championship going through you guys?
I mean, I'm just pumped. I mean, this is a place that I didn't feel very good about. I'm not going to lie. Two weeks ago after we got out of Dover, you know, I forgot Charlotte is a mile and a half. It's so much different than a lot of the places we go that I just don't look at it the same way. And I've just struggled really hard at getting good finishes here in the past. And the guys did a great job working on our cars. And I just tried to focus on what I needed to do to get to the end. And it just seemed like I needed to keep it out of the fence and bring home one piece. And we were able to do that today. And we can keep that rolling going into Pocono, going into Michigan, two places I'm not too sure about, like I was with this one coming in 2 weeks ago. We should be pretty good at those places as well.
All right, we're going to go quick up to the press box. Go ahead.
Well, I think it was really important for us. We'd had some stuff that we'd been wanting to try, and we got that win at Talladega and felt a little more comfortable getting out of our box and trying to make our cars better going forward so we can, when we get into the playoffs, they're better. And we've had 2 weeks off, and we've had a lot of great ideas, and we've tried a lot of stuff. We spent some time with Tyler on the simulator trying to work out some setup ideas and things like that. So the guys at the shop, man, they built this car. It is a beautiful race car. ECR Engine's done a fabulous job. So we brought a really, really fast car and unloaded really well, and that goes to a credit at RCR and ECR, all the people there that put their hands on this.
Yeah, that was a great motor. It had too much horsepower in those restarts when it was hot out there today, but, man, it would pull once I got hooked up.
You know, we're planning on running a couple of more races with him. And the last cup race, he ended up ninth. He did a great job. He has a talent. He will be a superstar in NASCAR in the cup division. And we want him to be at RCR doing it. But we're so proud of what he's been able to come over and do. And Randall and that whole race team has just done a wonderful job. I'm really proud of him.
All right, we're going to come back down and go to Bob and then to Peter.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Randall, will things change a whole lot for the next couple weeks when the Cup teams qualify between the Xfinity qualifying and the race? So, well, some people said track could be more consistent from qualifying to the race, but also potentially less tire rubber.
Well, I think it'll be more even from the front to the rear of the field. You know, like, we had a good draw today. We missed our lap a little bit, but we had a good draw today, and so it was eye-opening to see the 20 and the double zero be able to outrun us, because as you've seen today, it just keeps getting hotter and hotter. And on Saturday mornings, that's a big thing for us, you know, going back to that style of qualifying. So it'll definitely be interesting to see, you know, what happens with that type of schedule.
All right, Peter.
Peter Strott at TSJ Sports. Tyler, as a driver for Richard Childress, what does it mean to win at his home track at Charlotte Motor Speedway?
Well, as I said yesterday, it's an honor for me to just be here. It's an honor to jump on board on the 50th year and go out and drive some really, really great race cars. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's a lot of things. And I'm just really thankful to be in this spot that Richard wants me in his number two Xfinity car, and that I get to work with Randall and all the guys back at the shop and run as good as we have and keep it rolling with another win here, with the second win of the year in my first year at Charlotte. So it's a place I used to just not really know what to think of. And every time we would get hot in the sun, I would struggle really bad, whether it was a truck or an Xfinity car. And, you know, I couldn't beg for nothing more than sunlight all day long, because that's when our cars seemed to be really good today.
Go ahead.
Hi, Richard Hill, Overton, WIXC Radio, Monroe. Congratulations on a great dominant run today. You guys clearly had a dominant car, not only today, but throughout practice, I thought, as well. Can you let us in on a couple of trade secrets? What have you guys found that I thought you were a notch above everyone out there today? Just
not
a little bit.
Not
I know
a
you
chance.
Can't give away too
not
much.
Not a chance. Not a chance. But you can forget it.
But give us a little hint, maybe.
I'm going to give you a real good hint. Can you see real good there? Look at this. Right here is our these two guys right here is our deal.
Secret weapons.
That's our secret weapons. How's that?
Well,
thank
great,
you.
Great job.
All right, let's see, Daniel, and then Chris, right here, right in front of you.
Dylan McFadden with NBC Sports. Tyler, you've finished in the top four in the last eight races. I'm wondering, in your whole career, going back dirt, whatever, is this just the best stretch you've ever experienced in your racing career?
Absolutely. I can't think of a stretch like this since I was, younger than 10 years old racing outlaw carts in California when, you know, my dad just put every ounce of sweat, blood, and tears into my go-karts, and we just go out and win a lot of races all the time on box stock and, you know, moving up through the ranks out in California running those outlaw carts. Definitely haven't been that consistent ever. You know, the late models were really tough. You know, Richard's grandsons, you know, Austin and Ty experienced that. It's tough in late models, and you know, it's hard to to really run good. And I haven't ran this consistent in a very, very long time. And it's just really, really awesome to be a part of a group like this, to go out and in every single race and know we're a top five team, even on bad days. So it's been an unbelievable ride so far this year. And I was a little worried, you know, Charlotte, it's kind of been the point in my season where things past Charlotte haven't really gone good. And it's really nice to come into Charlotte, practice good, come into the race, run good, and come away with a win. Hopefully that means the next couple are going to keep rolling this way.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchVents.com. Tyler, with this, you guys doing so much so quick within a short amount of time, how do you guys keep the momentum, the performances, the speed up coming into the summer and the fall stretch and eventually the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I'll let these two talk about that too, but we just keep being smart. You know, like I said, I kind of found what I needed, the happy balance, I'd say, in the playoffs. Just tried to be a little bit smarter, not be as aggressive every single lap, and just pulling it back about 10%. It's done me a lot of good ever since, I'd say, Darlington, and it's just been an unbelievable ride ever since.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, we just, like we said, we worked really hard on our stuff those past 2 weeks, and you know, any of these series, you know, the trucks, the Xfinity series, the Cup series, you just got to keep working on it. And there's always stuff out there to be found. We just we got a great bunch. We got some guys at the shop work really, really, really hard on these cars to make them extremely nice, and makes our job a lot easier at the racetrack. And me and Tyler get along really well, and can kind of hit. We kind of hit it off right away, and you know, we kind of found what he liked in a race car, and we've kind of been building on that as we go. You know. You know, it's not any magic. We just kind of found what he likes, like to feel, and kind of can mimic that from track to track and try to make it better each week.
All right. Well, continue questions with Richard and Randall. Tyler, we're going to let you sneak out for your next to-do. So does anyone have any additional questions for Richard or Randall? Okay, we'll keep going. All right, Daniel has another question here in the middle.
Richard, Jeffrey Earnhardt got his first career NASCAR top five today. I was wondering what you thought about what he was able to accomplish today and what he's able to do so far this season. Jeffrey Earnhardt got his first top five today. I was wondering your thoughts on that.
Yeah, excuse me. I was too many race cars and guns for 50 years. So, I was really proud of him. Jeffrey does a great job, and I was so happy to see him really get a nice run. And the good equipment like he's in, he'll have a good shot of winning a race.
All right, we have Greg up front and Noah in the middle.
Mr. Childress, how's Austin? I saw he had to pull him out, and I don't think it was just for heat. Was there something going on? How is he for tomorrow?
Yeah, when he hit the wall behind the 23, it knocked the crush panels out, and all the heat was coming in. It burned him all down the right side of his shoulders off of the seat. So he'll be good. I mean, you know, they'll tape him up. He'll be fine tomorrow, I'm sure. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him, but I talked to the folks who went to over the medical center, and they see he's just burnt pretty bad behind his shoulder.
All
right. Noah? Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Richard, you talked about trying to keep Tyler there at RCR. Is it like we've seen him make a couple of cup starts this year, on track again for another championship in the Xfinity Series. Is it something that may be likely for him to step into a cup ride next season?
Well, we got to get through this year. He's done a great job for us. Randall, I can't be more prouder than what Randall has done with this organization, putting it all together for him. And, you know, I hope it'll work out for him. He's got the talent to be a cup superstar in the future, and we're hoping we can make it happen. And we'll probably run him a couple of more races somewhere this year.
All right. Well, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, Richard, you guys have seen the Xfinity program where you guys have run five cars, four cars, three cars, and now this year you're one full-time car and the second part-time car. Has that helped the program mature and be as competitive and essentially be the team to beat right now?
You know, I think Randall could answer that as well, but we have moved our Cup, our Xfinity teams in with our Cup cars, and we're all using a lot of the same information, and I think that's helped some. You could probably answer more than I could, Randall.
Yeah, I mean, when I first got to RCR, we were five Xfinity teams, and that's a lot of teams. So it's a lot of parts, a lot of moving parts, and somebody comes up with something, then you got to build five of them that day, you know. So it spreads you really thin in when people start tearing up cars and this, that, and the other, you know, like you can't work on them. You're just fixing stuff at that point. And, you know, it's unfortunate we're down to one team. But in the long run, I feel like our team's better because of it for sure.
Yeah, and five was too many. That was my fault. I wasn't greedy, but I'd made a promise to someone. They didn't come through, and then all of a sudden they came through, so I had to keep my promise with them.
Well, Richard, before we let you go, your team, Richard Tilch Racing, is celebrating 50 years, and you've had some fun celebrations over the last couple weeks. You had an event at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. You guys did a fun program Friday night with our friends at Fox. Both Kevin and Clint were in the booth today during the broadcast, and they both just talked about the success that Richard Childress Racing has had, but especially in the Xfinity Series as well. They mentioned how strong the two car has been from time and time again. Just talk a little bit about maybe a favorite memory or just some of the things that you've enjoyed being a part of this series.
You know, we use the Xfinity Series to for our crew chiefs, our pit crews, our drivers, and we brought Kevin and Clint and a lot of other drivers, Austin, Ty, all of these guys through, and it's sort of a stepping stone for us to get our drivers and all going, but for 50 years to still be here and be winning races and setting up here today, it's a tribute to guys like Tyler and Randall and all the guys that worked so hard for RCR to be here, and I'm just really proud of it. And the media, hell, you guys and ladies have helped carry RCR in the good times and bad times. So thank you.
Well, we hope to see you again tomorrow night. And Randall, congratulations on another victory.
Thank you, guys.